You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Saver, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Oh, you're as welcome as you can be. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and you know around here we're celebrating the 20th season of Conversations with Dawn Karima. What started as a student project is now an amazing worldwide conversation. So thanks to you, thanks to everyone involved, and thank you to anybody ever who's done something kind for us. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we are forever grateful, always thankful for you. All right, well, we're giving great thanks to God for this wonderful 20th season, and we have one of our precious friends with us today. Oh, I'm so excited, and you will be too, a real rock star. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Good morning, everyone. I am Jimmy Lee Young, and I'm so grateful to be here today.
I'm glad you're here, too. Welcome.
Great to talk to you again. Wow, how have you been?
You know, life is good. How about you?
Life is amazing, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't know if you heard, but do you want to hear some events that have been going on?
We sure do. We want to hear all the good news you've got.
Well, I'll tell you, I am grateful to the Great Spirit for all the blessings. Back in last February, the record label in Switzerland, Pony Record, courtesy of Davide Buzzi, who is the owner and also an artist, remade a video of a song that we did called The She-Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
And the video went to number one in Italy in February.
Congratulations! Oh,
thank
wow.
You. Crazy, huh?
Oh, that's a great song. I'm not surprised.
Thank you so much. For a native artist to be number one in a European country like Italy is just the most mind-blowing thing in the world.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Yeah, and then later in the fall, we were nominated at the Native American Music Awards for Best Video Animation and Effects.
Oh, wow, congratulations again.
Thank you so much. So, you know, music and music career comes in waves, and sometimes you ride high, and sometimes the wave is kind of flattened out a little bit till you get something done.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing recording a new album, and we're developing a new approach for our little record label.
Mm-hmm.
And when all of that is done, probably next year, we're going to wait for a while. It's going to take a while to get everything done, and we're going to do some possibly some shows and this and that, but hopefully by next year we have everything ironed out, and we will have our own online store up, and
wow,
everything will be restructured for the new era in music.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to talk about that new approach and that new era, but I want to make sure that if our friends who are listening all over the world, 160 countries, and all 50
wow,
United States, can help you, support you, be a blessing to you and your music, how can they do that?
Well, for now, right now you can get all of our music at YouTube for free.
Oh, wow.
There are commercials and so forth, but you can go there and you can watch the videos. You can go to Spotify and other download apps and download our music, and that would be great for us to get those numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay,
once we get our new show, record store up online, then it'll all be consolidated, and you can just come to one place for everything.
Mm, that's marvelous, and that's part of that new era of music. When you say that, what does that mean?
Well, for now, our music's a bit scattered, and it's everywhere for free. And what we would like to do is recapture some of that and bring it into one place where our family of fans can just come to one place and we can communicate with them as a target audience, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. You know, I love my fans. I get letters every day. I have to take a little time.
Yes.
And it comes in the form of Facebook messaging and other things, Instagram messaging. And I try and make sure I answer every single message. So it's part of your regular work day as a musician.
That's right.
And it's weird, as though the more our popularity seems to grow, the more the fans want to talk to me and they want, you know, that little one-on-one.
Yes.
That is priceless, really, in business.
I am really blessed to hear you say that, because it's an age when a lot of things are getting automated, AI. People are getting farther away from the artist or the creators, and you're getting closer to them. What do you think that means?
I think sometimes, I think of it as, imagine a dolphin swimming in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that dolphin will ride a wave, sometimes they'll jump over the wave, and sometimes they'll just burst right through the wave.
Mm-hmm.
And this feels like we're just punching that little nose right through the wave and saying, let's develop something brand new and keep that audience close. Because they really are close to my heart. If I didn't have those fans, and they are many, I'm so grateful for this. If I didn't have them, then I wouldn't really have much of a career, would I?
Right. None of us would.
Exactly. And so especially right now, having exploded in Italy, and now with this nomination at the Native American Music Awards, it cements your place in the pantheon of rock and rollers, you know?
That's right.
And I'm really, really happy about this, Dawn. It's just really, things have just been exploding and all over the place. And I want to really bring this back to a one-on-one communication with my target audience.
I love it. I love it. And I'm always happy when something good happens for you, because you're such a good human being and so kind to everyone, just everyone. And the relationships that you have with your friends, they're fans, but they are your friends. I mean, they love you and they're on your side. And so I always like to see you win, because I know how kindly you treat people and how compassionate you are towards your friends that listen to your music and support your music. And so I can't tell you how excited I am about Italy. I mean, that's just marvelous and
very exciting. Yes, all kudos to Davide. You know, he's the one who signed us. He's the one who, their little record label, took care of us and got us touring and everything and did everything for us in Switzerland. And I got there relatively unknown and left there a star. And that was just an amazing job for a record label to handle all of that, all the shows and the big concerts and everything they do for us. Sadly, I haven't been able to go back because, first of all, during the COVID time, we lost a little time there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I don't know if you know, I had COVID, and I didn't sing for about 6 months. I couldn't sing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I coughed my little voice away. It was gone. And,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we lost some time. But my goal now is to reestablish ourselves online, an online presence, and also to, I want to get to Europe more and get, you know, more out of the successes that we're getting.
Well, I'm so happy that your voice is recovered and you're able to sing, and these doors are opening for you, these good doors for people to hear your music and the message of your music. And I think that's really important. I think one of the reasons that folks are really falling in love with your music is your message. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think it can best be described as an influence that comes from older music. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, the folk music had been popular, the 60s had been popular, the 70s, and this was the age of the songwriters. So even from a very small kid, I was a poet. I put my parents through listening to all this lousy poetry, poor thing. May they rest in peace.
They loved
it. You know, we had this old typewriter at my house. And I don't, and back then I didn't get it, but the Great Spirit will put things in your path.
Yes.
And we had this clunky old beautiful typewriter, and typewriter paper. So in my, you know, summertime or after school or whatever, when other kids were probably, you know, wasting their time in the same ways I did, you know, but I would always make a little time and I would get on that typewriter and start typing out, you know, stories or poems or something, you know, and it was just the ramblings of child, but I didn't realize that this was kind of setting, it's like the first step in a staircase that would lead me at the top of the staircase was my songwriting. But I would learn to connect those words to melodies that I would hear in my head. Uh-huh. And so when I started to write, I mimicked what I had been influenced by, a story of, like Joan Baez, she has that story of Stewball the racehorse. Well, it's a story of a horse from beginning to end. Or, you know, just any kind of Fleetwood Mac that, you know, if you know the famous album Rumors is all their breakup. They just laid it out bare.
Right.
And
wow.
That was kind of an influence for me because I learned, wow, you can take your own life and lay it out bare and tell the truth and people will get something from that. They'll get maybe a recognition that they go through this too and a little something at the end. I always try to give a little something at the end that gives a little advice. You know, and I think that's why people connect is because everything I write is real. If I'm writing a song about a heartbreak, it may not have been mine, but it was my friend's, and I wrote that story anonymously so I wouldn't give them away. But it's real, and so I think that's why folks connect. And I love the beautiful language. I love to take words and turn them into beautiful kind of phrases that flow.
Yes. Well, you have had such an amazing career as a real live rock star, which is fantastic, that I want to make sure we have so many young people who listen. I mean, youth, homeschoolers, families that use this as part of their curriculum, young people that are listening for classes at high school and college. And I want to make sure that we have some of your wisdom for them. What are some of the things you would like to share with youth about the music business or the journey?
Well, the first thing I would say is, and I repeat this quite a bit, it's a quote from Carol Burnett. Mm-hmm. And she always said, they asked her, what advice do you have? And she said, finish school first in case your career takes a little longer than you expect.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sound advice. And for me, I joined the military because I wanted to. I wanted a quick fix. I wasn't able to pay for college. It was going very, very slow for me. And I thought, you know, I've got to finish this school before I can set out and really set my sail off to do my music. And so I joined the military and went through military school. And when I got out, I had that to back me up. So finishing school is key. Practicing your craft. You know, before AI, we had talent.
Right.
Develop, learn your instruments. If you sing, take singing lessons and write your songs. You know, it's best if you're going to be a singer, it's best to, if you can, to write your own material. Figure out what you want to sing, what style you want. If you want to be a blues singer, a rock singer, and I wanted to do it all. I mean, I do a mean Janis Joplin at karaoke. You know, I don't think anybody knows this, but I sneak off to karaoke once in a while. They have no idea who I am.
That's awesome.
I sing all the oldies. I do Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel, and Red Rubber Ball by the Circle, and you know, I do all these Janis Joplin songs, and it's fun for me, but it's also kind of a training. It still is, you know, I'm out in front of people singing this Janis Joplin song, so I suggest to the kids, go to your karaoke.
practice
any way you can. And I think for younger people, it's going to be the hardest it's ever been to get into music. Because it's so, music has proliferated, it's everywhere, and because of the way the music industry is structured, it's really hard to make money in music. It's really difficult. And they've just, I guess because the industry has changed and to a different kind of way of presenting music to people, and a lot of folks just figure music should be free, but, you know, it costs money to make music. It's not content, it's music.
I'm so glad you said that. I mean, that is very important. Thank you for your service. I thank you for your military
welcome.
Service. We're so proud of you. That's wonderful. We're so blessed by your service, I should say.
Thank you. You know, we're Native Americans, and Native Americans mm-hmm. have a tradition of serving our country.
That's right. And proportionally, you know, I come from a military family, and now I'm part of a military family. And and so your service is so important. Your sacrifice is so important because Native people do serve at such a proportionally high rate. We love that warrior spirit. I'm wondering, you know, what you said about it's not content, it's music, and I think we have to have more voices saying that. That, you know, yes, you hear it, and it may be 3 minutes and 13 seconds, but it may be years in composition and production and perfection of talent and all of that. And so where do you see the future of music, especially now that we have AI and we have so many other things happening?
I think music is in everybody's hands, especially the industry side. It's in everyone's hands because everyone has a computer.
Yes.
Everyone has the capability to make some music at home and to release that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that some of the problems that we face are, A, the definition of music has become kind of nebulous, where I know that some of these platforms are calling it content, and I just don't think that's fair. I really don't think that if I'm doing a video and I'm an influencer and I'm showing you how to trim your candle tonight, well, that's great. It's an informational kind of a thing, but there's not a lot of poetry. There's not a lot of invention there.
Right.
And music is invention. And for that reason, I think that young people who are trying to get in the music industry should make that distinction going in, that I'm going to make music, and it's my music, and I should be paid for it. I think those things should be first in their minds. Mm-hmm. And I hope that the future of music pays the artist better than they are doing today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
absolutely.
A 16th of a penny is not a lot to receive for a download.
That's right. It's not. And when you ask people, what do they spend their money on, they are going to surprise you, right? Like the same people who don't want to pay for a song will turn right around and buy a pack of cigarettes or turn right around and buy something, you know, that's not even going to bring them the same amount of value.
And if you ask a musician, what did you spend the money you got paid on last year, they'll tell you a bag of potato chips.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
you
I
know,
think some,
if you made that much.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's really bold of you to say. And it shows your love for music and your fellow musicians. You know, many other people feel like they just have to take whatever they're given because they're just starting out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we need those people like yourself who are established rock stars to be able to speak out when maybe perhaps other people don't feel like they can. And so your voice becomes very important. And this is a justice issue. It's a fairness issue.
Absolutely. It's a fairness justice issue because young folks, I mean, what are we going to be in this world without original music that comes from the heart and the soul of the people, from Native American musicians who can tell you what it's like from their perspective, or from even Western European children who have something to say about their culture and their existence and, you know, the way the world affects them. All of these are important messages that we need in this world, and we need the beauty of music in this world. And you can create music by AI, I imagine, but what that's doing is mimicking the human soul. It's not the human soul.
Right. The inspiration, the soul, the truth, the
spirit.
The empathy. Mm-hmm, the spirit, that's right. Right. Okay, so what do we do as musicians? What do we need to do in this new era of music in order to survive it?
Well, you said bold, so here's bold. You know, with age comes boldness. But I think, number one, we should take our music back, and that's why we're doing our own little store online.
Mm-hmm.
We are coming down from all of these platforms that aren't paying us what they should be.
Mm.
Because here's a message for young people. The platforms you sign up for are going to sell advertising, and you will not share in that revenue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the injustices, that everybody should get a piece of the pie, and you're not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take, and here's an example, I'm going to take our music. Gilbert Gabaldon II, our drummer and also our executive producer. He owns half the show. You know, we've been at it for 34 years, I think, now.
Yeah.
And forever. And what we're doing is building our own online store. Like if you went to any kind of shopping, Amazon or anywhere, and there's a little store there, let's say JCPenney anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there, and there's all the downloads, and there's the hard copies of, and all the lovely medias that people love, like CDs, vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to invite other artists onto my little store to sell their wares, but we are not going to take anything from them. There will be a picture of, say, Yolanda Martinez, my very good friend, award winner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, she's welcome to put her CDs up on my site with a little link that will take her directly to her site, and I won't charge her a penny. And this is a community of music. That's what we have to build, is a community of music, of musicians helping each other.
Yes. Oh, yes. Bring back community care, you know, where we weren't competing. No one's competing. People are working together. If you win, we all win. If I win, we all win.
Yeah, I have a spiritual story that happened, and it's very strange.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with Black Fire or Sihasin, the Navajo group from the Native American Music Awards, award winners?
Mm-hmm.
And Berta Benali is their momager, their mother?
Yes.
Well, Berta and I clicked because, you know, Berta was friends with Janis Joplin. She was friends with Mama Cass.
Oh, wow.
Back in the old days, she lived in New York, and she was, you know, part of the coffee shop scene in Greenwich Village. And she has so many wonderful stories. You should absolutely interview her sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And but we met, and we just bonded, and we'd see each other, bump into each other at the NAMMYs, and once in a while we'd chat on the phone. And one time I had a dream that I was on the road, and I bumped into them, and they got out of a van, and we chatted, and we went our own ways. Well, Berta came over one time to my house. They were on the road, and I said, look, I'm in a very interesting spot, you know, between Vegas and Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ever, there's only a few freeways. If you're ever on the freeway, you know, stop in. Well, she did. And they came over. We had a little cook-in. And
aww.
She said, remember that time we met, we bumped into each other on the road? I said, when? And she said, I don't remember, but remember we were riding around. It was in the days when we had the van, and we got out of the van and we chatted. We bumped into you at some kind of rest stop. I said, Berta, that never happened, but I did dream that it happened.
Wow. And it happened.
And it happened. We must have met in a dream somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Indians do this.
Oh, yes.
But how odd that we both had the same impression that we had met on the road, but we never had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
And but getting back to the community, she came. There was a gig here at a college, and it was Antelope Valley College. And Berta, they asked Sihasin to play, and she said, "I'll do it only if you can get Jimmy Lee Young."
Oh wow!
And
yes.
I got a call from the college, and I said, "Oh sure." So we did this wonderful gig, and we came to my house after. And I said, now remember, when you're on the road, you know, you stop in if you ever need to stop or whatever. Okay. Well, recently she did. They did come by. And the whole family, and we had a sleepover, and it was beautiful. And I said, now, you know, this is kind of what I love, that my musician friends, when you're out and about, this is a stop for you. And she said, this is how this is supposed to work. If we all support each other, then you're all kind of taking care of each other whilst you're out on the road. And that's part of that music community, that we support each other, we take care of each other, we house each other, we welcome each other. And this is what I would love young people to, if I could start any movement, that's what it would be.
Yes, yes. I mean, unity is our strength.
It is our strength. And as Native Americans, we should be an example, a peaceful, loving, earthy example of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so this is a great time for us to tell our friends, what role does spirituality play in your music?
For me, when Gil and I met, we were both Air Force, actually, and were thinking of getting out, and I was thinking of getting out to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And Gil was getting out because he wasn't extremely happy where he was. And so when we put it together, I thought, you know, now's my chance. After all those years of busting my hump to create the situation, that I would, now I'm away from everything, I'm out into the world, and here's my chance, and I'm going to hole up in my little, like, you know, some expat back in the 50s in France, I'm going to eat French bread and drink wine and paint. But it was actually a double-wide trailer in Southern California, an hour and a half north of Los Angeles, and I started to write. And I would look out at the desert, and I would write, and it came to me that I wanted to do something for my people.
Mm-hmm.
And for everyone, of course, but something from the heart of someone. I didn't grow up on the reservation. My parents were a military family, but my mother was very, very Mayan. She came from Honduras, from high in the aldeas, the high country, landowners, ranchers, and with very, very, very close bond with Native American culture, because, you know, they're in it.
Yes.
And brought that over. I mean, she brought that, and she instilled in us certain herbs to use when you're sick and certain things, you know, that we have in our culture. My father is Wayuu from Colombia, and he joined the military, and they invited my parents to come to the United States.
Oh, wow.
And they went to New Orleans. So I'm Louisiana boy. I was raised in New Orleans.
Oh.
But my parents spoke three languages. I had to learn Spanish, Italian, and English all at once.
Mm.
And still with this strong community. Mm. And that followed me into my music. When I decided to do something and write about Native America, Apache, the song, came to me first. I said, well, I guess the Great Spirit wants me to start with the letter A. And
yeah.
I'll work through the alphabet.
That's right.
And I wrote this song, Apache, and right away when we started playing it, the war beat and everything, the room would just start bouncing. And so I thought, I'm on to something.
Yeah.
And it took a year, by the way, to write that song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very long. I had to cut some verses out because you just can't have every song be a 12-minute rock and roll song. And that spirituality that came out of it, I was so grateful for this, that, oh my gosh, this is actually a style of my own. And here I was thinking, you know, I'm going to be that one Native American rock and roller.
Mm.
And then I found the Native American Music Awards, and I found
that's
my community.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was the one that was in the dark. And,
what a wonderful
I
community.
Fed off of this, and the gratitude when I wrote Mother Earth, Father Sky, which is, you know, in gratitude of all the blessings of what we get from nature, and Great Spirit, which I wrote about that little bit of the Great Spirit in all of us. People will call that Great Spirit God, Yahweh, Allah, whatever name you have. When you reach out into the universe to speak to the Great Spirit, that Great Spirit reaches back, and a little bit of that lives inside of all of us. We all have the capacity to be charitable, to be loving, to be caring, empathetic. And so that kind of empathy that lives in us is, to me, a reflection of the universe, of the Great Spirit. And that's how the spirituality started to, you know, began to come into my music.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I want to give you the last few minutes that we have right now to speak directly to our friends who are listening from your heart.
I'm Jimmy Lee Young, and 34 years ago, I started a music project with my best friend, Gil Gabaldon II. He is of Apache Mescalero and Chiricahua ancestry. I am Mayan, Wayuu, and Arawak, and European. For those out there, whether you're Native American or whatever race you are, European, African, wherever you're from, remember that there's one race, the human race, and we should be together. We should always come together, and we should always take care of those who have nothing, those who are sick, those who are old. We have to take care of each other. It's one of the things we can do that builds our humanity to a higher level. And I choose to do this through music. Find how you can do this through charitable works, volunteering, through painting and displaying beautiful artwork. That expression of your soul from the Great Spirit, give that to humanity. And expect that when we give to each other in love, that the whole bunch of us benefit from it, that it raises us all. For me, music has been an incredible journey. I dreamed of being a rock star. I did not know that underneath that would be a higher purpose. I thought that I would make beautiful music to make people happy. I didn't know that I would touch their spirits. I had no idea, and I'm grateful. Be grateful, be loving, be caring, and be one with the rest of humanity. I love each and every one of you. I do, because I love your hearts, and I am grateful to each and every one of you. If I'm your rock star, then take this from me. We are one family, in music and in our hearts. Blessings to each and every one of you. I love you.
We love you, Jimmy Lee Young. Thank you so much for joining us today. What an uplifting and encouraging conversation. Thank you for having this conversation today.
Thank you, Dawn. And I can't wait till you hear the new album. It's going to be a while till we release. But if you give me a call on the side one-on-one, I'll give you a preview. I'll let you listen to a couple of tracks. I think you'll like them.
Oh, I know I will. And I say it all the time. I have the best friends in the world. And every time, y'all prove me right. So I'll be looking forward to that new album. And you can come back and visit with us about it. But I'll really be looking forward to the preview.
That'd be great. Well, I'm always around when you need me. Remember that. Just send up a smoke signal and I'll be there.
Always, and I'm so thankful for that. I really do appreciate you. We're going to have to pay the bills with some commercials, but when we come back, we're going to dance. We're literally going to have a dance party to Jimmy Lee Young's music. Share his music. Let other people know what a great heart and spirit this rock star truly has. We're all going to be fans, and we're going to make more fans and friends of Jimmy Lee Young.
And if there's anything, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I should have mentioned this. If there's anything you guys can do, please support the Native American Music Awards.
Sure,
and please support us in the category of Best Music Video Animation and Effects for the song The She-Wolf. I would greatly appreciate it from all of you.
Yes, I would too.
Winning Please a Nammy vote, was, vote, vote.
You have to vote. Winning a Nammy was the thing that really truly brought my career into this wonderful phase, and so I want that for you. So, friends, please listen. Share this conversation. Share Jimmy Lee's music, and ask other folks to vote. Tell us the category one more time.
It's the song is The She-Wolf. And we're in the category of Best Music Video Animation and Effects.
Oh, well, congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you so much, and I'm so grateful to the Native Music Awards. They've done so much for our careers. I'm grateful to Ellen Bello and all the guys over there.
I am, too. I truly am. I mean, and they are a truly beautiful organization. And when you talk about a community of musicians, well, that's a wonderful community. You are such a great rock star, Jimmy Lee Young, and I'm so glad we got to visit with you today. And I'm already looking forward to you having some more good news and returning to share it with us soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Presenting Great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
There's a pain you hide inside you. It's a wound you won't explain. I don't want to waste our lives matching scars and twisting neath the strain. There's something deep inside me, and it's a dream that won't let go. And it's pulling me by the heartstrings, and it's winding round my soul. If I'm chasing I was born with one strange vision. It's a place where we could be with all the ones who've come and gone, and each and every soul who's meant to be. It's like a vision that imprisons us, but it's faith that sets us free. Anything you want from life could be yours if you could just believe. But your heart is closed, won't listen, and it's your eyes that fail to see. I was born to chase my dreams, and it's no use talking, giving up to me. I'm leaving, baby, I'm leaving. I don't want to waste my life chasing dreams with you. Chasing dreams with you. When I was lost in quiet solitude, you said I kept it all inside. I didn't want to shame myself with open wounds that make you run and hide. And this love that burns inside me, well, it's a thorn I can't remove. So go out and live your life and find your way with nothing left to prove. If I'm chasing food, well, I'm all for letting you go. I can hear the words that flew when you screamed.
Watching all the clouds come rolling by, and I think to myself how everything around me's making me high. I don't need money, that we're all the same. silence when you are alone. If you listen with your heart, you can hear me. I am there in the day and through the nights where you roam. If you reach with your heart, you can feel me. There in the darkness when the world comes crashing down, if you call, I will lighten the way. I am here at the fork in the road when you're lost. I will make your crooked way straight. And I'm with you. I am with you. And I am with you. I am with you. I am there in the morning when you open up your eyes. In the dawn of each waking day, I am there in the night when they lay you to your rest to lift your spirit away. Spirit away. Great Spirit watching over and suffering right beside you. Thunder and the wind, and you'll find me seeking shelter through the driving rain. And I am with you. I am with you. And I am with you. I am with you. I will bring of a light inside you shining, inspiration that you've given to me. And I am with you. I am with you. And I am with you. I am with you. And
to bring you the hell that they came to save you from. Hi, hey, I, one earth, one sky. Hi, hey, I,
I, one voice, one cry. Hi-hey-i-i-i-i-i-i-i. Hi-hey-i-i, one voice, one cry. I searched for an answer where the wind was standing still. Danced with a shaman by the fire on the hill. His eyes darkly narrow, in his magic he was lost. He stirred ancient memories, ancient spirits, ancient thoughts. One earth, one sky. Hi-hey-i-i-i, one voice, one cry. Hi-hey-i-i-i-i-i-i-i. Hi-hey-i-i-i, one voice, one cry. Long have we lain, burned by fire, burned by flames. We share one hunger, we share one anger, we share one pain. Bring down the mountain, shake the ground and crack the sky. Raise up your voice, feel my passion, hear my cry. Hi-hey-i-i, one earth, one sky. Hi-hey-i-i, one voice, one cry. Hi-hey-i-i-i-i-i-i-i. Hi-hey-i-i, one voice, one cry. Hi-hey-i-i-i-i-i-i. One cry. One sky. Hi-hey-i-i, one voice, one cry. Hi-hey-i-i-i-i-i-i-i. Hi-hey-i-i, one voice, one cry. Hi-hey-i-i-i-i-i-i. Hi-hey-i-i-i-i-i-i-i. Hi-hey-i-i-i-i-i-i. Hi-hey-i-i-i, one voice, one cry.
Mother, can you hear them coming? On wild horses they've arrived to drag you away. And Father, could you ever leave behind all the things they did to you while they broke you down? Silent screams that fill the darkness, choking off your dreams, your hopes, your fears. Never died when you cried, they ride these years, pierce my broken heart.
Maya, I call across the canyon, and she comes echoing by.
blasted over the edge. Cast my spirit to the wind. I opened up my veins where they fed, and I bled. And it was then that I unmistakably felt the finger of God was touching my soul, and I swear that I felt you there. Winding winds and twisting highways that cannot make me lose my way. Ah, 'cause I found this red road and it leads to you, clear and bright as day.
You come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees. They pray hard, they pray hard. Ain't never the bad. What's the world forgave you?
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.